Lord, we thank you again for the Bible.
所以主啊，我们再次为圣经献上感恩。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit of God to teach us the Bible.
所以我们感谢那神的圣灵教导我们圣经。
We thank you for the promises of God to encourage us as we study the Bible.
所以我们感谢神的那个应许，当我们学习圣经的时候呢，您会鼓励我们。
And we thank you for the warnings of the Bible that teach us the fear of the Lord to help us obey and follow you.
所以呢，我们感谢呢，圣经里的那个警示教导我们呢，就是说是要敬畏神，并且呢，就是说是遵行和顺服您。
So we come tonight, Lord, expectantly looking that you will speak directly to each one of us according to our need.
所以说啊，我们今天呢，晚上呢，在这里呢，就是说是希望您呢，就是按照我们每个人的内心呢，就是跟我们说话。
And so for your promises, we give thanks and we look expectantly for you to help us this evening.
所以呢，就是为您的应许，我们献上感恩，就是希望您今天呢，晚上的帮助我们。
And we offer our prayers and praises in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们献上我们的祷告和我们的赞美，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Very good. Well, again, welcome to all this evening. We're glad to see everyone.
现在就是今天晚上呢，欢迎所有的人，再一次，我们非常高兴看到每一个人。
And I think I recognize everyone, but I'm not sure of Stephen Chang, and welcome to you, sir.
今天我认识几乎每一个人，但是呢，不确定那个 John Steven，就是欢迎你。
Very good. So we're studying in the book of Luke, chapter 4. You might turn there, please. If you have a Bible, turn to Luke, chapter 4.
所以我们今天学习路加福音第四章。如果你有圣经，请翻到路加福音第四章。
And we're going to join our Lord Jesus Christ in the middle or the ending of a very special day.
现在我们就在已经在学习呢，就是说是一个特别的日子呢，快要结束了。
You'll remember that our Lord went into the synagogue in the city of Capernaum on a Sabbath, and he taught the people, but among other things, he cast a demon out of one of the men who was at that synagogue meeting.
所以呢，你们也记得呢，我们主耶稣基督呢，他到那个加百农的一个会堂里呢，参加那个会议，然后这个时候呢，他在那里呢，把一个人呢身上的那个鬼给赶出来。
And I think that what happened is that after that meeting, Peter went up to the Lord and said, Listen, we appreciated what you said today. Could you come home to our house for lunch?
我认为呢，那天会议结束以后呢，彼得呢去找那个主耶稣，他说呢啊，我们非常喜欢听您讲，那么说呢，你能不能够今天呢来在会议之后来到我家吃午餐？
Well, we don't know the detail of that, but we do know this, that Peter did invite him to his home, and the Lord Jesus was in his home that afternoon.
因为我们就说是对这个细节我们不了解，但是我们知道呢，那天呢下午的主呢就是去真的去到了彼得家。
And Peter's mother-in-law, his wife's mother, was sick in the home, and the Lord Jesus Christ healed her.
因为彼得的那个岳母呢，她在家里生病了，生病了呢，那主耶稣基督呢治愈了她。
She had, verse number 38, she had a high fever, which could very well have been malaria.
所以这个里面呢，第38节说呢，他害了热病，热病呢有可能就是疟疾。
That was a problem very serious in those lands from time to time.
所以这个就是说，在那片土地上呢，非常严重的一个问题，一直以来。
So far for Peter and for the Lord, it's been a pretty exciting day.
所以是啊，到目前为止呢，对彼得呢和其他人呢是非常呢令人兴奋的一天。
And now we pick up our story in verse 40.
我们现在呢，我们的故事从40节开始。
And it says, when the Lord, sorry, now when the sun was setting, all those who had anyone sick with various diseases brought them to Jesus, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them.
第四节说，日落的时候，凡有病的人，不论害什么病，他们都带到耶稣那里，他给他们每个人按手，医好了他们。
So you ask yourself the question, how did they know to bring their sick to Jesus that evening?
所以你问自己一个问题，他们怎么知道把病人呢，在那天晚上呢，带到主耶稣这里？
Probably the news of his message to them and his casting out the demon in the morning got to many of them.
这个里面就是说，有可能就是说，今天早上呢，那天早上他们把那个魔鬼赶出来了的那一个消息呢，他们都听说了。
And probably the fact that Peter's mother-in-law had been healed got to many as well. They probably said, this is remarkable. And it probably spread through the town like wildfire.
这个里面呢，就是说是有可能呢，就是说是啊，他们听说了那个彼得的岳母被治愈呢，这就像一个野火一样，就传遍了整个城市。Now
the wording is very interesting. It says, verse 40, that all those who had anyone sick with various diseases brought them to him.
所以这个词呢非常有意思，他们说呢，不论害什么病，他们都带到耶稣那里。
It wasn't just the odd person here and there. It was a community-wide conclusion. Bring your sick to Jesus, and they all did.
所以这个并不是说是一个区域的东西，而是整个社区呢，他们都说呢，凡是生了病呢，把他带到主耶稣基督这里。
And then the verse ends with the phrase, he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them.
然后这句经文结尾说，他给他们每个人按手，医好了他们。
Now that's absolutely remarkable.
这个非常有意思的。
We've got a friend at 16th Avenue Chapel whose name is Bruce Sinkfield, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor said to him, I can't give you a CT scan now. We'll put you on a wait list. And 3 months later, he got the scan. 3 months.
因为这个呢，我们呢在第16届福音教会呢，有一个人叫布鲁斯·森克比尔，因为他生病了，生病了就看医生，医生说呢，我们现在呢不能给你做那个 CT 的 扫描，但是呢他说呢三个月以后才能给你做，所以他让他等待了3个月以后才给他做。
And I read recently of a Christian man and his wife, and I think the wife has a, well, I guess it's true. The wife has a peculiar disease, and they don't know what it is. She needs to see a neurologist.
这里面呢，就是说我们这里有一个，就是说是啊，基督徒他的妻子，妻子呢得了一个什么病，他们不知道什么是什么病，但是他们必须带他去看一个脑科医生。
So they put her on the wait list, and she's waited to be able to see the neurologist 2 years from now.
因为他们把他放在等候的名单上，那么呢，就是说他现在等候去看那个医生呢，要等2年。
And they all came to Jesus that particular evening, and he healed every one of them. He didn't put anyone on a wait list.
所以呢，在他们那些人呢，所有的那些晚上都去看那个主耶稣基督，那么主耶稣基督呢，把他们都治愈了，他没有让任何一个人呢，等候。
Now, as you read your Bible, you find many things about the Lord Jesus which are totally different from what we know in normal life.
所以，当你读圣经的时候，你发现了我们的主耶稣基督呢，我们读到的他的呢，是在我们的正常的人生里头，他是完完全全不一样的。
And the question is, why was that?
所以问题是为什么会这样呢？
And the answer is because Jesus Christ is God.
所以答案是主耶稣基督他就是神。
And God doesn't treat us the way people treat us. Praise the Lord. He treats us with infinite love and care and compassion keep coming to Jesus.
对这个里面的神对待我们呢，不像世界上的人对待我们，他对待我们呢，就是那种无限的爱，对我们的无限的怜悯，还有呢，就是说是啊，就所以呢，原来的主耶稣基督真理。
So verse 41 says, and demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ.
第41节说，又有鬼从许多人身上出来，喊着说：“你是基督神的儿子。”耶稣斥责他们，不许他们说话，因为他们知道他是基督。
So it's interesting, those who were demon-possessed came to him, but they didn't come of their own volition. They came because they were brought.
所以这个里面就是说是啊，这里边呢有意思，这些魔鬼呢，这些鬼都从那些人身上出来，但是那并不是他们自愿出来的，他们是被赶出来的。
And that encourages us, all of us who know any who are sick or in distress or whatever their situation, our job, if they will come, is to bring them to Jesus.
所以这个里面呢，就鼓励我们，鼓励我们，就是说是任何人呢，他那个就是说，如果是啊有问题，他们是生病了，他们来到我们这里，我们要把他带到主耶稣基督这里。你
Why would you do that?
为什么要那么做呢？
Because Jesus is the answer.
因为主耶稣基督他就是答案。
So, a friend of mine invited me to have lunch with his friend one day in the city of Timmins, Ontario.
这个里面有我的一个朋友的朋友，他有一天呢邀请我呢在安大略的那个提门斯那个城市去和他一共进午餐。
I knew the friend who invited me and the friend who invited him. So, I said to the new man I didn't know, I said, listen, I'd like to get to know you. Tell me, how did you come to be a Christian?
在这个里面，我只认识那个邀请我去的人，他也认识那个邀请我去的人，但是我就不认识他，我就问他，我说啊，你是怎么样成为基督徒的呢？
He said, well, I came to a few meetings and I was given a Bible and I read some of the Bible. And I was also given a tape. And so he said, one day I was driving down the road listening to a tape about the gospel.
但是呢，就是说呢，我参加了几次那样的圣经学习会议，他们就给了我一个圣经，给了我一本圣经后，我就读的圣经，读的圣经呢，就是说他们同样的给了我一个录音磁带。有一天呢，我开车的时候呢，我听那个录音磁带里的那个圣经。
And he said, I turned the tape off and I called out loud. I was all alone in the car. I called out loud and I said, what's the answer?
然后呢，就是说，哦，我那个时候呢，把那个磁带关了以后呢，就是说是那个时候就我一个人，我就是大声喊叫，我说答案是什么？
He'd heard a lot. He understood a little. But he was confused in his mind, and he said, what's the answer to all this?
人呢听到了很多东西，他呢也知道一些事情，但是呢，他内心呢比较混乱。他就说呢，这所有的一切呢都是啊，那么原因是什么？答案是什么呢？
It was a snowy day in Timmins that day, and as he was driving along, just having asked the question, a big truck came by, a great big van with a spoiler on the top of the van before the container that was behind it.
这里面呢，就是说是这里呢，就是啊，当它是一个下雪的一个天气，他当时在安大略的那个 Timmins 那个地方，那么在 Timmins，这时候一个大卡车从他旁边开过去，就是那种拿着一个集装箱的大卡车。
He said, and I looked at that truck and I saw on the spoiler above the cab the simple words, Jesus is the answer.
接着他就看那个大卡车，大卡车呢看见前面那个拖车上面呢写着一个大的字，说主耶稣基督就是答案。
And he said, I realized right then that God, Jesus was God, and he's the answer. and he can speak to me on the highway through a truck coming in the opposite direction. God can speak. He's God.
也就是说呢，神，主耶稣基督是神，他能够跟我说话。他在这样一个高速公路上，在下雪的时候，从对面开来的一个卡车上跟我说话，他就是神。
So bring those you know to Jesus and let him provide the answer. They brought the demons to Jesus.
因为把那些人呢带到主耶稣基督这里，让那个主耶稣基督呢给他们答案。那么说呢，他们把那些魔鬼呢都带到主耶稣基督这里。And
the demons responded to him saying, you're the Christ, the Son of God. We know you.
这个魔鬼说呢，你是基督神的儿子，我们知道你。
We don't have the experience, we don't have the history that the demons have, but they knew God, they knew Jesus, they knew before he became a man, they knew way back when they were angels.
这里面呢，就是说是这些魔鬼呢，他们呢，我们没有他们那样的经历，也没有他们那样的知识。那么说呢，他们呢，知道主耶稣，他们知道呢，主耶稣基督在就算是主耶稣基督道成肉身之前，他们知道当这些魔鬼还是邪恶的天使的时候，他们认识主耶稣。The
demons know there's a God.
因为魔鬼知道那里有一位神。And
that Jesus is God.
主耶稣基督就是神。
The Christians know it too.
所以基督徒也认识,
And our job is to keep bringing people to Jesus so that they can learn it too.
所以我们的工作是把人呢带到主耶稣基督这里，他们呢也可以学。
All right, so verse 42 says, When it was daytime, he departed and went into a deserted place. And the crowd sought him and found him and came to him and tried to keep him from leaving town.
因为第42节是天亮的时候，耶稣出来走到旷野里，众人去找他，到了他那里，把他留住，不要他离开他们。
Okay, if Jesus came to your house and he healed your mother-in-law and then healed all kinds of other people as well, what would you say to him? Would you please leave early in the morning? I've got to go to work.
现在就是说，是如果主耶稣基督治好了你的岳母，或者说呢治好了很多其他的人，那么说呢，你想留住他吗？或者说你说啊，你明天就离开吧，我明天要上班呢。
No, you wouldn't say, Jesus, go away. You'd say, Jesus, will you please stay around? We want you. We need you.
所以你不会说呢，让主耶稣基督走，你就说呢，主耶稣基督留下来，我们想你，我们需要你。
And that's why Christians come to a Bible study on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning. They come in order to hear the great truths of God. And they say, Jesus, we want you to stay around.
所以这个就是为什么基督徒呢，就是在今天呢，就是晚上或者说是明天的上午啊，来到这里，就是说呢，我们就是来这里说我们要学习，我们要了解更多的关于主耶稣。
So verse 43 says, but he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent.
第43节，但耶稣对他们说：“我也必须在别城传讲神的国，因我奉差原是如此。”
So when would you rather live? Would you rather live today? Or would you rather live in the days when the Lord Jesus Christ was in the land?
因为你愿意住在哪个年代呢？你愿意住在今天这个年代呢？还是主耶稣基督在那片土地上的时候那个年代？
If you lived in the days of Jesus Christ, when he came to Capernaum, if you lived in Capernaum, why, it would be really exciting. You'd see him when he was in Capernaum.
所以这个，如果你活在主耶稣基督那个年代呢，就是你住在加百农。那么说呢，主耶稣基督来到加百农的时候，你会感到非常激动，你就会想去见他。
But then in the morning, he'd go to another city and you wouldn't see him again, maybe for a long time, maybe never.
然后呢，他去到另外一个城市，你就不会再见到他了，有可能呢，你永远见不到他了。
But if you live today, Jesus promises to come into your heart and to be with you all the time. Hallelujah.
但是你如果住在今天这个基督的时代呢，主耶稣基督呢，他会允许来到你这里，他允许来到你这里，生活在你的内心里，然后在你整个人生里。
So it would have been very exciting to live with the Lord Jesus in those early days. But the fact is, it's maybe more exciting to live today because he's with every one of us. He isn't just in one place, he's the omnipresent God.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，生活在主耶稣基督那个年代呢，非常令人激动的。那么生活在我们当今的这个年代呢，就有可能呢，就是更加的激动。那么说呢，因为呢，主耶稣基督他住在我们每个人的内心里，他是一个无处不在的神。
So verse 44 says, and he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee.
44节说，于是耶稣在加利利的各个会堂传道。
If you wanted to hear him, what would you do? You'd go to the synagogue.
如果你想听他讲道，那你去哪里？你去会堂。
And if you want to hear more about the Lord Jesus, what do you do?
所以，如果你想听到更多的关于主耶稣基督，那
Well,
你应该怎么做？
you meet with the Christians and you go to church. That's God's plan.
所以，你去跟基督徒们在一起，你去教会，这是神的计划。
All right, so that's that story. Now, another day, chapter 5 and verse 1.
所以呢，这个是前面一个故事。那么现在另外一个故事，那么第五章第一节，
Now, so as it served. So again, my problem. Now, so it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret.
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。
And that's another name for the Sea of Galilee.
所以这个呢，就是另外的一个名字，是那个加利利海的。
So the people weren't happy just hearing Jesus on the Sabbath day. They followed him around during the week, and they, on this particular occasion, they came down to where he was by the Sea of Galilee.
所以这个人呢，当时的人们呢，不仅仅只是在会堂听他讲道，他们想听呢，更多的他讲道，他们就呢，在每天呢都跟着他，跟着他。那现在呢，他们来到了一个叫加利利海的那个旁边。
So he was obviously at the lake shore. He saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat.
然后呢，他很明显，他站在这个湖边，湖边呢，那么是这样，就是说呢，他见有两只船停在湖边，渔夫却离开船洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教导众人。
So it's thrilling. When the multitudes come, he didn't send them away. He just said, I've got to organize this crowd somehow so that I can speak to them.
所以这个非常有意思。当那些众人来的时候呢，他并没有让他们离去。他说呢，开始要组织他们，组织他们呢，就是说是他要跟他们讲话，讲话呢，这样呢，他们就可以听到他讲。
And they were probably quietly pushing him closer and closer to the water in the lake. So he said to Simon, he said, Simon, let me use your boat. And so he got into the boat, sat just maybe a few yards offshore, and then he sat there and he could speak to them from the water to those on the land.
所以这个里面呢，就说是有可能这些群众的人群呢，就不断往前挤，不断往前挤，那再挤快挤到湖边呢，湖边的这个时候，他跟那个西门说：“西门呢，我能不能用一下你的船？”然后呢，他就把船呢撑开呢，离那个岸有一定距离，这样呢，他可以从对岸上的人讲道。
Now it's interesting, he didn't have a megaphone, he didn't have a microphone, he just had his own voice and all these people. How are you going to speak to them?
所以这个女的非常有意思，她并没有扩音器，也没有麦克风。那么说呢，这里所有的这样的那么多人，她怎么跟他们讲话呢？
And he obviously knew the truth that some of us learned later, which is that if you're speaking out over water, your voice often carries very, very well.
这个里面呢，就是他呢，就是利用这样一个，就是我们好稍后才知道的。因为如果你在水上讲话的话呢，那么说你的声音呢会传得很远。
When I was a boy, sometimes I would stand on the shore, near the right on the water, just up at Seashell, and I would stand on the shore, and there would be fishermen 100 yards, 200 yards out from the land.
当我还是那个小男孩的时候呢，我呢去呢，我们有的船，我们船呢开到Seychelles那里，在这些呢，我站在那个岸边，岸边呢是看到前面呢，就是说是有那个100码或者200码，有那个渔民在船上。
When the conditions were right, we could actually hear the people talking in the boat 200 yards away. The voice just carried so lovely right along the top of the water.
这个里面呢，就是说是啊，如果当时的情况比较好了，我们甚至能够听到渔船上的那些渔民的交谈，因为这个声音呢，它在那个水面上传播，那是非常的清晰的。So
this was a pretty effective way of preaching.
所以这是一个非常有效的方式讲道。
The other thing that was different about this sermon is that the preacher was sitting and the audience was standing.
因为这个里面呢，稍微不同的一点呢，在这种情况下呢，就是说是啊，那个讲道人是坐着的，那么听众呢都是站着。
Now in our society, usually when someone is speaking, they're standing. And when people are listening, they're sitting.
因为在我们今天当今的社会呢，就是说是通常呢，聚会的时候呢，如果一个人在讲话呢，他是站着的，听众呢，通常都是坐着的。
So which is better?
哪一样更好？
Well, it's better when the preacher is sitting and the audience is standing.
更好的方式呢，就是讲道人坐着，那么听到的人呢站着。
And one of the reasons for that is if the audience is standing, they're probably going to stay awake. And if their audience is sitting, they might go to sleep.
其中一个原因呢，就是说是如果听众呢站着的话，他们能保持清醒；如果他们坐着的话呢，他们有可能就睡着了。
So who knows what he said that day? And the audience must have enjoyed him, and everything was wonderful.
那谁也不知道那些讲的什么，但是呢，那些听众呢，应该是非常的享受的那一天呢，也是非常好的一天。
Now, verse 4 says, when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.
第4节说呢，讲完了，他西门说呢，把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
Who is this man, Jesus?
这个耶稣是什么样的一个人？
Well, he's a good preacher.
他是一个好的讲道人。
And he's obviously good at medicine because he can heal everybody.
他同样呢，也是一个很好的医生，因为他呢可以治愈所有的人。
And he's got the power to cast out demons.
他有这样的力量，全能啊，他有这样权柄来赶鬼。
He's a very, very powerful man.
是一个非常非常的有力量的人。
And now he says to Peter, he says, Peter, it was very nice of you to loan me your boat. Why don't you just put your boat out a little farther, cast your nets down, and see if you can catch some fish.
因为他现在呢和彼得呢单独的呢单在那个船里，他就跟彼得说呢，你把那个船呢往前开一点，开一点到深处去，可以下网打鱼。
Now, the Lord Jesus had lived in Nazareth. It's a long way from the water. It's on the hillside.
因为这个里面主耶稣基督呢，当时住在拿撒勒，拿撒勒呢离那个水面呢很远，就是说他住在山下面。
Peter was an experienced fisherman.
所以呢，主耶稣，那个彼得呢，是一个非常有经验的渔民。
And so the Lord, having told Peter to launch out and put his nets down, verse 5, Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've been fishing all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
现在就是那彼得第五节，那彼得回答他说：“师傅，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”Who
knew more about fishing, Peter or Jesus?
谁更懂那个钓鱼呢？那么说是彼得呢，还是主耶稣呢？
Well, Peter respected Jesus highly because he'd seen him in the temple, in the synagogue. He'd healed his mother. He'd watched him heal all the other people, and he listened to him preach. He must have said, oh, this is an amazing man. I'll do what he says, but this isn't going to work out very well. I fished all night long. I didn't catch anything.
因为呢，彼得呢，他非常非常的尊重我们的主耶稣，因为他在会堂内听他讲道呢，他看到他呢这个呢，他的月貌，而至于呢很多其他的人呢，也看到他赶鬼，所以呢这个时候呢，他说呢主耶稣基督呢要他去下网打鱼，他就说呢，哎呀，这可能呢行不通，因为呢我打了一晚上鱼，什么也没打着，但是不管怎么说呢，那个主耶稣说我就还是下网打。
So verse 6 says, when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking.
第五节说，那就是说，当彼得照这样做事，他呢打了很多的鱼，他们的网呢就差点裂开了。
So they did what he said, and they caught all kinds of fish.
所以呢，他呢照着他所做说的做，他呢就打了很多的鱼。
So they did what he said, but did they do it the right way?
所以他们照着他的话说，做，他们有没有正确的去做呢？
The great responsibility in the Christian life is this: do the right thing and do it the right way.
所以在我们基督徒人生里的一个重要的职责，就是说呢，我们做正确的事情，要以正确的方式去做。
So what did they do that was wrong? He told them what to do. He said, cast your lunch into the deep, let your down your nets for a catch. That's what they were supposed to do. What did they do?
因为他们在做的是什么呢？做错的是因为主耶稣说呢，你要把你的网都下下去。那么他们做的是什么呢？
They let down their net, singular, when the Lord had said, let down your nets, plural.
因为他们这里呢，他们下网，那这个网是单数。那么主耶稣基督说呢，你要下网的时候呢，其实呢，他们主耶稣基督说的是复数啊，所有的网都下下去。
Is that important?
这个很重要吗？
Well, they didn't realize it, but it is important. It all depends whether you want your nets to break, and it all depends whether you want to catch a lot of fish or even more than a lot of fish.
这个里面就是说，这可是非常重要的，因为呢，这个情况下呢，你可以打到更多的鱼，那你的网呢也不至于裂开。
So if they had done precisely what the Lord wanted them to do, two things would have happened. Number one, their net wouldn't have broken. And number two, they would have caught more fish.
其实他们呢，如果精确的照着主所说的话去做的话呢，这里有两个结果。第一个呢，他们的网不会破；第二个呢，他们会打到更多的鱼。
Now remember, look, verse number 6 says, they did this. Peter wasn't alone. There were others with him. We're not sure who they were in the boat.
第六节说呢，他们这样做了。他们呢，就是当时不止彼得一个人，我们不知道其他的人是谁。
And so verse 7 says, when they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink.
第七节说，便招呼另一只船上的人同伴来帮助，他们就来了，把鱼装满了2只船，甚至船要沉下去。
Have you ever been fishing?
你有没有钓过鱼呢？
You ever catch a lot of fish?
你有没有捕到的很多的鱼呢？
One night I was out fishing. I was thrilled. I caught 13 fish, all edible fish, 13 fish in one evening. I thought, boy, this is great.
夜里晚上呢，我去钓鱼，我钓了13条鱼，这13条鱼呢都是很好吃的鱼。我说哦，这个太好了，我今天钓了这么多的鱼。
Now, my boat wasn't sinking.
所以我的船并没有快要沉下去。
How many fish would you have to catch before both boats were sinking?
你要打多少鱼才能让两条船呢都快要沉下去呢？
But he could have caught more if he cast out more nets, because he could have brought the extra fish back into shore in the nets.
鱼这个里面呢，他们没有下更多的网。如果他们下更多的网的话呢，他们会打更多的鱼，因为他们可以用那个网把鱼拖到岸边去。
If you were to do something for God, do you think He would have the ability to pay you back?
如果你为神做点什么事情，你认为呢，神会给你点什么东西吗？
Or do you think that He would say, "No, that's good, but I'm not going to give you any. I'm not going to give you a payment for what you do."
应该不会说是啊，你做得非常好，但是呢，我不会给你一点什么，为了你所做的东
There
西。
was a great missionary who went to the African country of Angola many years ago. We had the privilege of having him preach at 16th. He actually preached on one occasion in our living room at home.
在这个里面呢，就是有一个那个伟大的宣教士呢，他去到非洲的安哥拉去传道，传道呢，他有一次呢来到我们第16届福音教会讲道，所以我们有幸呢请他到我们家的客厅里跟我们讲。
When he was a young man, he went to Angola as a missionary without any guarantee of financial support.
所以这个里面呢，当他年轻的时候呢，他去做宣教士的时候呢，其实没有任何的保障，他的在财务上的不可能没有任何的保障。
He didn't have any idea where the money was going to come from.
他呢不知道那些钱呢从哪里来。
And his comments were these. He said, "You know, if you give God a good day's wage, sorry, if you give God a good day's work, He will give you a good day's wage."
所以他是这样说的，他说：“你知道吗？如果你呢好好去做神的工，那么神呢会付你一天很好的工资的。
Now that doesn't always happen the same day, but it'll happen. You give God a good day's work, He will give you a good day's wage.
”所以这个并不总是说是当天就会发生的，但是它会发生。如果你好好的为神工作一天，那么神呢就会付你很好的工资。
And so Simon said, "Lord, you can use my boat."
所以西门说：“那主啊，您可以用我的船。
He didn't say, "I'll rent my boat to you, but I want $100 an hour for the rental of this nice boat."
”他并没有说：“那主啊，我把这个船呢租给你，租给你那100块钱一个小时，因为我这个船呢非常好。”
The Lord said to him, "Peter, I'll borrow your boat, but sooner or later, somehow, I'll repay you."
所以呢，就是主说呢，彼得呢，我借你的船，那么迟早呢，我要给你公价的。
So Peter got the biggest catch of fish he ever got in his life just for letting the Lord Jesus use his boat for a few hours.
所以呢，就是彼得呢，他在他人生里捕到的鱼的最多的一次，他只是因为那个船呢，借给了主几个小时。
Is God able to help you in everything, including the money in your pocketbook?
所以这个呢，神是不是他能够在各个方面都帮助你呢？包括你口袋里的钱呢？
And when I was a university student, I may have told this story before, but I was a university student and I decided that I was going to serve the Lord with 10% of my time.
因为这个里面，我有可能跟大家讲过这样的一个故事。那么说，当我还上大学的时候呢，我决定呢把我的时间的1/10呢奉献给主。
So I thought, what I can do is I could read my Bible and pray for 10% of my day instead of just studying all the time. I could read my Bible and pray.
因为我跟他自己说，那我就可以读我的圣经，然后祷告，用我的十分之一的学习时间。我并不是说把所有的时间都花在学习上面。
And so I gave the first hour and a half every day to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer and in Bible reading.
因为这个每天呢，就是在我上课之前的1个小时或者1个半小时呢，我开始呢就是去读圣经并且祷告。
Now, at the beginning of the next year, I got a call from a man that I'd worked for in the summer.
就是在那个下一年的时候呢，我接到一个电话，就是说我在上一年夏天工作的那个人。
And he said, I would like you to do some consulting work for us. Would you do that?
我想给你给我们做一些顾问，你愿不愿意做？
And I said, yeah, I'd be willing to do that.
我说是的，我可以那么做。
He said, how much would you want me to pay you?
他说那你想要多少工资？
I said, I don't know. I've never done this before. I don't know what you should pay me.
我说我不知道，我从来没有做过这样的工作，我不知道这个工作的工资呢应该是多少。
He said, well, you think about it, phone me back, but make it big.
他说：“那你想一想，想一想，然后打电话给我，给我呢，就说那尽量多要点。
I said, I've heard lots of employers who say, I want to hire you, but I won't pay you very much.
”因为我说这个有点奇怪，因为我碰到大量的那雇主呢，他说呢，我要雇佣你，但是呢，工资不会太高。
This man said, I want to pay you, but I want to pay you a lot.
所以呢，这个人说呢，我想呢付你工资，但是我想你付你高工资。
So I thought, well, that's pretty good. So I checked with some of my friends who were doing some consulting work as well as I was doing.
所以这个里面呢，我说这个太好了，然后呢就找了我一些朋友，那些朋友呢跟我一样也在做一些顾问的工作。
And so I said, well, what do you earn when you do that? And they gave me a number. I'm going to call it X.
因为我说你做那个时候，他们你赚多少钱？他们说呢，给了我一个数字，我把这个数字叫 X。
I thought, well, that's a pretty good wage. I could work for X an hour.
所以我说这个是一个很好的工资，我可以每个小时赚 X。
So I went to one of my professors and I said, excuse me, but you often are a consultant. What do you charge when you do some consulting work?
在这个里面呢，我去找我的教授，我说那个，对不起，但你也做一些顾问的工作，但你做顾问的时候呢，你呢收费多少？
He said, I'm a full professor. He said, you could, why would you ask me a question like that? I get a lot of money. I'm a good man.
所以他说呢，我是一个全职教授。那么说呢，我呢赚很多的钱呢，我做很多事情，我是个好人。为什么你要问我这样的问题呢？
But I pushed him, and finally he said, when I go, I work for four times X an hour.
所以呢，我就一直的就是催他，然后呢，最后他就跟我说呢，他说我工作做这样工作的时候呢，我收费是4倍的 X。
Well, I thought four times X is a whole lot better than X.
我
So
说
I
你，
phoned my boss and I said to him, I'd like to work for you. And he said, how much money do you want?
因为我想那4倍的 X 比 X 要好多了。然后我打电话给那个老板说，我可以给你工作，但是呢，他说呢，你想要多少工资？
And I said, well, you asked me to make it big, so I said, I want four times X.
所以呢，我就说，那你想让我尽量要高的工资，那么说呢，我想要4倍的 X 的工资。
And he said to me, well, that's good, but why don't we double that?
他说呢，他就跟我说，这样很好。那么说，他说这个挺好，那加倍怎么样？
And I said, what?
我说什么？
Eight times as much as my friends would have made if they were doing the job. Eight times.
所以我赚的8倍的，当我的朋友去做的他们的工作的时候，我赚的工资是他们的8倍。
Okay, now I didn't always get that kind of money in my life. I want you to know that.
所以呢，我想让你知道，在我人生所有时间，并不是总是说搞到这样的工资。
But I did get enough. To have this confidence, my God is able to supply all my need. He will help me. He's a generous provider.
现在我呢得到的呢就是已经足够多，我有这样的信心说呢，我的那个神呢，他能够提供给我生活的一切的需求，然后呢，他是一个非常的慷慨的提供者。
Peter, do you think God could help you if you were to follow Jesus? Do you think you'd have enough money to buy food?
所以彼得呢，当呢，如果你跟从主耶稣基督，你认为神会去帮助你吗？你能够得到足够的钱呢，去买食物吃吗？
And the answer is yes. He's God. He'll look after you.
答案是是的，他是神，他会看顾你的。
Now, if you've been reading the New Testament, you remember another story.
现在如果你在读新约的话，你会读到另外一个故事。
And this is when the Lord said to Peter one day, Peter, do you think we should pay taxes?
因为有一天，那个主跟彼得说：“那彼得，彼得跟主说，彼得，我们是不是应该交税呢？”
And they agreed they should pay taxes.
？他们都同意，他们应该交税。
So the Lord said, Now, Peter, I want you to go down to the sea and I want you to cast a hook into the sea and you'll catch a fish. And when you catch the fish, you'll find that there's enough money in his mouth to pay taxes for both you and me.
于是他就跟彼得说：“彼得，我要你呢，就是拿一个钓鱼钩到那个湖边呢，去扔到湖里钓鱼。当你把那个鱼钓上来以后呢，他嘴里的含着的钱呢，足够你我去付税了。”
He didn't say, Peter, you just go to your bank account. There's all kinds of money there. I've given you all kinds of money. You just go to your bank account.
并没跟彼得说：“彼得，你到你的银行账号里去取一点，因为我给了你很多钱，你就到银行里去取就可以了。”
So, have you ever been a fisherman?
你有没有在打过鱼呢？
I caught 13 fish that evening.
我那天晚上呢，钓了13条鱼。
How much money do you think I found in their mouths?
你发现了有多少钱？我从那些鱼的嘴里找到了。
There's no money in a fish's mouth.
鱼嘴里不会有钱的，
Except the Lord puts it there.
那除了主把那个钱放在里面，
And so Peter found that the Lord could pay him lots of fish, and on another occasion, he could give him one fish, enough to pay the taxes. Probably he was hungry the next day and needed another miracle for that too.
这个人彼得主呢，可以呢让彼得呢捕到那么多的鱼，还有另外一天呢，他可以让彼得钓下鱼，鱼的嘴里的钱呢，足够呢就是说是付他们两个人的税。有可能第二天呢，他们又没钱买食物了。
So, how does the story end? Verse 8.
所以这个故事怎么结束的？第8章。
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
第8节说，那边西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
And then, verse 9, he says, For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had made, and so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him.
第9节说，他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。第10节又说呢，他的伙伴西庇太的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”他们把自己的船都拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
Three wonderful things happened after they caught this fish.
所以呢，在他们捕到这么多鱼以后呢，3件奇妙的事情发生了。
Number one, Peter was full of humility and repentance. He didn't say, Boy, I'm a good fisherman. He said, Jesus gave this to me. I'm a sinful man. He is Lord.
所以这个里面呢，就是彼得呢，他足够的谦卑，他的内心充满谦卑以后呢，他悔改了，他并没有说是吹牛，说我是个很好的人，他说我钓了这么多鱼，而是主耶稣基督呢，他呢就是说是把这一切的鱼都赐给我了，他呢说呢，跟从了主，他认了主。
Number two, according to verse 11, when they got to land, Peter said, Lord, I'm going to follow you. And he left his fishing business and followed the Lord.
第二件事情呢，他们靠岸以后，靠岸以后呢，就是彼得呢，他呢撇下了一切，就是他的渔船和渔业，他跟从了主。
So who got the fish?
谁呢得到了鱼？
Probably Peter's father. He was the head businessman, and so they left. He left the fish to the father. The father probably sold it and gave a lot of the money to Peter's wife and mother-in-law, and Peter went off with Jesus.
也有可能他把这些鱼呢都给了他自己的父亲，因为父亲呢也是掌管渔业的一个人，他也可能把这些的鱼呢，所有的鱼都卖掉了，卖掉以后呢，把所有的钱呢都给了彼得的太太和他的岳母，让他们能够生活，然后彼得跟从了主耶稣。
And what was the third thing that happened?
发生第三件事是什么呢？
Peter's partners followed Jesus too.
与彼得的合伙人也跟从了主。
Did you know that when God is good to you, he will not only be good to others through you, but he will encourage you and he will encourage them through you.
所以这个里面呢，你知道吗？你有没有注意到呢？如果神呢对你非常好，他不仅仅是说是通过你去对你周围的人好，他同样呢，他会鼓励你，也通过你去鼓励周围的人。
And so we're told afterwards that those who went with him were his brother Andrew, who was probably with him in the boat the whole time, and then their partners James and John. I think the four of them became followers of Jesus, disciples of Jesus that day.
因为当时呢，跟从主耶稣基督的呢，有可能是他的弟弟安德鲁，我们知道的。然后呢，还他的那个打鱼的合作伙伴是约翰和雅各。也许在那一天里，有四个，他们四个人都跟从了主耶稣。
So when Jesus does good things for you, you can tell people about it, and they can rest in the Lord. Maybe they'll trust the Lord as well.
因为呢，主要是就是在你神圣你行的好事以后呢，你可以告诉其他的人，其他人他们听说以后呢，他们有可能也相信了主。
Now, when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that means ultimately you will become rich.
因为就是当你相信了主耶稣基督为你的救主以后呢，这个意味着你最终会变得富有。
When will that be?
那是什么时候呢？
Well, that'll be when you go to heaven. When you get to heaven, you'll be walking on streets of gold.
所以这个呢，就是也意味着将在天堂。当你去到天堂以后呢，你要在金子铺成的街道上走路。
And you'll be saying, that's absolutely marvelous. Imagine me, just a poor fellow down there, and now I'm up in heaven, and even the streets are gold.
你说呢？这个呢太奇妙了，太奇妙了！我只是下面的一个可怜的穷人，但是现在呢，我到了天堂以后呢，我能够走在金子铺成的街道上。
Now, it doesn't mean that you'll always be rich. You may very well be like Peter. You may very well find that along the way you don't have much money in the bank and you need another miracle to get you through the day.
这里面呢，就是不是意味着你总是那么有钱的，你有可能最终呢像彼得那样，彼得那个时候呢，你一路走来，你走的路上呢，你有可能呢就是说是都没有银行里没有足够的钱去买食物吃了，那么说呢，你需要另外一个奇迹让你度过第二天。
But Peter left a thriving fishing business and he left it all to follow Jesus. And the wonderful thing is, he never did starve in his life.
所以彼得呢，他呢把他所有的那些生意都撇下，跟从了主耶稣基督。那么奇妙的事情是呢，彼得呢从以后从来没有挨过饿了。
All right, verse number 12 of chapter 5 then.
第五章的第12节，现在。
It says, and it happened when he was in a certain city that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
其实就是有一回，耶稣在一个城里看到一个人满身长满了大麻风，看见耶稣就脸伏于地，求他说：“主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”
Now it's interesting that in the earlier verses we read, verse 41, we read that the demons were cast out because people brought those who had the demons in, they brought them to Jesus.
16里面呢，就是非常有意思的是，在第4章的41节来说呢，就是那魔鬼呢被赶出来了，鬼被赶出来以后呢，他们把所有的那些病生病的人都带到主耶稣基督这里，主耶稣基督呢治愈了他们所有的人。
In this story, nobody brought him to Jesus. He came himself.
就在这个故事里呢，没有人把他带到主耶稣基督这里，他自己来了。
And he said, Lord, I got a huge problem. I'm a leper. Could you please heal me? If you were willing, I know you could heal me. Would you please heal me?
因为他来了主耶稣基督，他说：“主啊，我有一个巨大的问题，我有大麻风。大麻风呢，就是如果你愿意，就是你能够治愈我。我知道你能够治愈我。”
Now, what do we know about leprosy?
那么对大麻风，我们知道多少？
Well, it was a disease that was frequent in the days of the Lord Jesus and before. It was a disease which was absolutely incurable.
对，这是这样一个疾病，在我们主耶稣基督啊那个年代，还有在他那个之前，这样一个疾病呢是基本上是治不好的。
And it's one thing to be sick, but it's another thing to have a disease that is incurable.
因为生病是一回事，那么生了一种治不好的病又是另外一回事。
Not only that, the disease was highly infectious.
因为不仅如此，那个疾病呢，它是非常容易传染。
And so, if people who had the disease had to separate themselves from everybody else.
因为那个犯了那样的疾病的人呢，他们必须和其他的人隔离开来。
Under most circumstances, they couldn't live in the same house.
所以呢，在很多情况下，他们不能住在同一间房子里。
They used to live together. The lepers would live together because they couldn't live with anybody else. They both had the same disease. They all had the same disease.
因为通常的那些长大麻风的人都住在一起，住在一起呢，因为他们呢没有其他地方可住，所以呢，他们都住在一起。
And when they went out and they were in public, they would have to say, unclean, 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 and warn people so that the people would flee from them as they walked down the street.
因为当他们走到那个街道上的时候呢，他们在很远的时候呢，就要警告其他人说不洁净，不洁净，不洁净。然后那些人听到他们说了以后呢，他们那些人呢就很快的就会逃离他们。
So it's a terribly, terrible disease, and it's an infectious disease, but it is a picture of sin.
其实这是一个可怕的疾病，是一个极具传染性的疾病。这个是那罪的一个画面。
And so all those things we've said about it are true of sin.
因为我们所讲的这所有的事情呢，都是适合于罪的。
So the sinner says, I got a problem with sin. My problem is my disease is incurable.
所以呢，那个罪人说呢，我有一个疾病，我的问题呢是我的疾病是治不好的。
And then the sinner says, I can't get cured of this disease. It's a terrible disease.
所以罪人说呢，我这个病呢，我治不好，是一个可怕的疾病。
My friend is an emergency room doctor.
所以我一个朋友呢，在急诊室里的医生。
So he's in the hospital, and people come into the emergency room. Many people come in as drug addicts, and they come in and they say, I've over, I've overindulged. I've had a drug overdose. Can you please cure me?
这个里面呢，因为他是急诊室的医生，他见过很多那个吸毒成瘾的人，他们来的急诊室呢，因为他们吸毒过量，他们说呢，我现在呢，我出现了个问题，能不能治好我？
And my friend came to me one night and said, you know, a man came into my emergency room the other night and he had an overdose. So when I had given him the antidote, I said to him, Mister, why don't you stop taking drugs?
然后呢，有一天呢，他拿到我家，他跟我说呢，有一天呢，我在急诊室里有一个人呢吸毒过量，来到这里，我给了他一些药吃，吃完以后呢，然后我跟他说，我说先生，你为什么不能停止吸毒呢？
And the man said to him, Doctor, don't you think I've tried?
那个人跟医生说，医生，你知道，你觉得我没试过吗？
He said, I have tried hundreds of times to stop taking drugs. I can't stop. It's incurable.
他说的我试了几百次，想停止吸毒，却停不下来，这是治不好的。
This man had leprosy. It was incurable.
这个人呢，他有大麻风，这个大麻风是治不好的。
But you know, sin is terribly infectious. And people all around, when they see some people sin, they're emboldened to sin themselves.
因为你知道呢，罪呢也是极具传染性的。当一个人犯了罪，周围的人看见他犯罪呢，他们也可以跟着他一起去犯罪。
Sometimes it's hard to get people to do good things with you, but if you're sinning, you'll probably be able to get some people to do it with you because sin is an infectious thing and it spreads easily from one to the other.
因为这个呢，有时候呢，如果你想去做好事，你很难找到人跟你一起做；但是如果你要去干坏事，你去犯罪的话呢，就是也很有可能呢，你会找到一批人跟你一起去干坏事，因为这个罪呢，它是极具传染性的。
And so people who are sinners should be going around saying, stay away from me. I got this there. Don't you ever do what I do.
这个罪人呢，他应该呢，就是出去以后到处说呢啊，离开我，离我远点，因为我呢，犯了这样的罪，我永远不应该犯这个罪。
But most people who learn to do bad things learn it from others who do bad things, and they're addicted, and they get other people to go along with them, and they become addicted too.
绝大多数人呢，他们干坏事呢，他们都从别人那里学来的。他们跟别人学着干坏事以后，然后他们上瘾了，上瘾了以后呢，他们就影响周围的人，让周围的人呢也跟着他一起干坏事。
So this man came to Jesus and said, Lord, if you're willing, you could heal me of my leprosy.
有一个人呢来到主耶稣的，他说：“主啊，如果你呢愿意，你可以呢把我这个大麻风的疾病治好。”
Verse 13, then the Lord Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately the leprosy left him.
第13节说，耶稣伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”大麻风立刻就离开了他。
Now, the strange thing about that sentence is this, that the Lord Jesus didn't just say, stay over there. You can be healed.
因为这个里面的这个故事里面奇怪的地方不仅仅是这个，就是说主耶稣呢，他并没有说那你留在你停在那里离我远点，然后你会被治愈的。
But the Lord Jesus said, You come here, and he touched him.
但主耶稣的。
Normal people, if they touch the leper, would get leprosy. That's why they always had to stay away.
那在主耶稣的时候，那你来到我这里，然后呢，触摸了他，那有多少人触摸过大麻风的人呢？触摸过大麻风，大麻风的人最后都得了大麻风。你
Jesus touched him.
主耶稣都摸了他。
That's wonderful. Instead of the disease spreading from the leper to Jesus, the righteousness of Jesus went from Jesus to the leper. What a beautiful story.
这是一个很神奇的事情。那个大麻风并没有传到主耶稣基督这里，而主耶稣基督的他的公义传到那个人身上，传到人身上，然后那个人的大麻风被治愈了，是一个多么美的一个画面。
You and I are sinners, but when we come to the Lord Jesus, we say, Lord Jesus, would you heal me from your sin, please? And he reaches out and touches us and encourages us, and he will save us from our sins. Hallelujah.
因为呢，当我们做罪人来到主耶稣基督这里的时候呢，我们说呢，请求主耶稣基督治愈我们。那么主耶稣基督呢，他呢饶恕了我们的罪，治愈了我们，让我们呢从罪中得饶恕。哈利路亚。
Now, verse 14 is interesting. That's not the end of the story.
第14节非常有意思，但这并不是故事的结尾。
He said to this leper, verse 14, he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded.
第14节说，耶稣嘱咐他：“你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又要为你得了洁净，照摩西所吩咐的献上礼物，对他们做见证。
It's interesting in the Bible that when you are healed by the Lord, when the Lord does a miracle, there is usually a responsibility that goes after that. You say, thank you, and the Lord says, but I'd like you to do this, please.
你这个呢，就是在圣经里呢，非常有意思，非常有意思，就是说是也发生的非常的多。那么说呢，当呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，在你身上行了一个奇妙的事情以后呢，你说呢，感谢主，感谢主呢，然后主呢，就会跟你说呢，我要你去做这。
Peter understood that, and the Lord gave him this great big pile of fish, and he said, "Thank you, Lord. My responsibility is to follow you," and he did.
因为彼得能理解这一点呢，在主耶稣的那赐给了他那么多的鱼，然后他说呢，感谢主，感谢主呢，就是他跟从主，然后他真的跟从了主。
What happened to Peter's wife's mother back in chapter? Four, we considered it last week.
因为在那个彼得的岳母身上发生什么呢？回到第4章上个星期我们所讲的。
Verse 39. So the Lord stood over Peter's wife's mother and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and served them.
第39节就说，耶稣站在他身边，斥责那热病，热就离开了他，他立刻起来服侍他们。
So there's the simple principle here. Each one, when he's healed, has a responsibility.
你这里呢是一个非常的简单的原则，每个人呢被治愈的，然后呢他就有责任。
So has the Lord healed you? Has the Lord done a miracle for you? Has the Lord helped you?
女主呢？她有没有治愈你呢？主在你身上有没有行个神迹呢？主有没有帮过你呢？
What was your response?
那么你的反应应该是什么样的？
And you say, Lord, I'm gonna try to do what you want me to do. You tell me what you want me to do, and I'm gonna do it.
因为你说主啊，我就想试图去照着你要我做的事情是去做，你要我做什么，我会照着去做。
And so, when the man said to me, I'm gonna give you 8x for your wages, what do you think I said?
因为那个老板跟我说呢，我要给你8倍的 X 工资，你认为我说了什么？
I said, Lord, I don't know what you want me to do, but I know one thing. I want to do what you want me to do. Tell me what you want me to do, Lord. I want to do it. You're a good, gracious God. I want to do it.
因为我就跟主说，主啊，我不知道您呢要我去做什么，但是不管怎么说呢，我要去做那个您想要我做的事情。那么说呢，您告诉我下一步该怎么做，因为您是一个蛮有恩典的神。
So this leper in verse 14, he gets healed and he says, Yippee, this is marvelous. I'm going to run out and tell everybody.
就在我们第五章第十四节里，这个呢长大麻风的被治好了。他说：“亚庇，我现在要到处去告诉别人，我要去做点事情。
And the Lord says to the leper, I've got a different job for you. I don't want you to tell everybody. I want you to go and tell the priests that you've been healed.
”因为主耶稣跟他说呢：“我有一个不一样的工作要你去做，我不想让你去告诉任何人，但是呢，我想让你去告诉那个大祭司，告诉他你被治愈了。”
Somehow, those priests have got to hear the message too.
有时候呢，那些祭司呢也要听到。
How are the priests going to be encouraged to follow the teaching of the Lord Jesus?
因为这些祭司呢都要跟从那主耶稣基督的教导。
Well, the Bible says if a leper is cleansed, there is a particular procedure that the priest has to go through to confirm the healing.
因为这个圣经说呢，就是说如果一个大麻风被治愈呢，这里有一个特别的程序，程序呢要那个祭司去做，祭司呢要确定这个人呢是被治愈了的。
And of course, because the lepers hadn't been healed in the past, they probably didn't even know what the Bible required of them.
因为在过去呢，从来没有大麻风病人被治愈过，所以呢，他们可能都不知道圣经里要他们做的事情是怎么样去做。
So the responsibility then for them was to go to do precisely what Moses had commanded, go to the priest. And the priests themselves will learn not only about the Old Testament prophecy, but that Jesus is the one who fulfills the pictures of the Old Testament.
所以呢，然后呢，他们那些人呢，他必须呢去找到祭司，找到祭司以后呢，就是按照那个摩西吩咐的律法，这些被治愈的人找律师，律师呢要学会，要去学习怎么样去让这个程序那个做完成。然后呢，他们同样呢要学到，就是关于主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督呢是让这所有的旧约的这样的一些预言得到实现了的。
Has the Lord done wonderful things for you?
那主有没有在你身上行奇妙的事情呢？
Has he healed you of the leprosy of your sin and given you a new life?
那主有没有就是说是把你那个罪的这个大麻风治好，赐给你一个新的生命呢？
Then make sure that you know what it is he wants you to do, and then make sure you do it.
然后呢，确保呢，你知道呢，他想要你去做什么，也要确保你去做。
Well, that's our story for this evening. Again, we don't get very far, but hopefully we've learned something tonight. Our problem is our time is gone.
所以我们今天的故事呢就到这里了。这里我们今天呢就是说，身上有可能呢就是没有学太多，但是呢问题是呢我们的时间呢也到
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
了。我们来做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we're thankful. That the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who is in the business of healing people and blessing them and encouraging them.
主啊，我们非常感激的是呢，主耶稣基督他在做这样一件事情呢，他就是说是去治愈人，赐福人，帮助人。
And so, Lord, we say, if you can do these things for them, you could do the same for us.
所以主啊，我们也说呢，如果您能在他们身上行这样的事情，也能在我们身上行这样的事情。
And if in fact you could heal all the people who come to you brought by friends and so on, if you could heal them all, so you could heal all of us who come to you as well.
所以主啊，你如果能这个治愈所有的那些呢，就是来到你面前的人，你现在那些他们带来的那些人，那么说呢，您也能治愈我们所有的来到您面前的人。
Lord, we thank you for who you are.
所以主啊，我们感谢您是谁？
We thank you for what you've done.
我们感谢您所做的。
And we thank you for what you have promised to do, just like you have done for them.
所以呢，我们也感谢您呢，就是您呢应许呢，就是要去做的，就像您呢，在他们身上做的一样。
So, Lord, thanks for all who've been with us in this session this evening and this morning.
主啊，感谢所有的今天来参加我们今天这个学习的，今天晚上的，今天上午的。
Bless us and teach us and accept our thanksgiving and prayer, we pray.
愿那些年来赐福给我们、教导我们、接受我们的感恩，我们祷告。
And we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you all this evening. May the Lord bless us.